Now we're told here something of the wisdom of Solomon. Verse 29, God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, largeness of heart, even as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country. By the way, that's where the wise men came from the east, and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than certain wise men are mentioned, and here four wise men are mentioned that were outstanding. Now we're told he spoke 3,000 proverbs. We only have just a few hundred. And his songs were 1,005. Believe me, he was a songwriter, and we have only one song that is mentioned. And he spoke of trees. He was a dendrologist. From the cedar tree that's in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. That's a little humble thing that grows on rocks. He spake also of beasts. He was zoologist, and of fowls, and of creeping things. Well, he was a bugologist and of fishes. He was an authority in these particular realms. This apparently the beginning of the sciences. This man Solomon was interested in those things. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Now he gained a worldwide reputation for his wisdom, and they came to hear it. Now we have very few of the Proverbs that he wrote, but it's in the book of Proverbs. And as we've said before, these are extremely helpful to any young man entering life. Certain great principles are put down there that should guide a man in life, guide him in his business. You see, God is very practical with us, and this gets right down to the nitty-gritty, where you and I walk in and out of the marts of trade, where you and I go into the bazaars of today, where you and I enter into the courts of the land, and into social gatherings. There are certain great principles that are put down there that would guide the young man today. I'm not trying to say he'd be living the Christian life, but he sure would have marvelous guidelines given to him there. We'll have an occasion, of course, to see that later.